Hello.
Hi, Elizabeth. How are you?
Hello.
Hi, Elizabeth. Can you
Hey,
hear
how are
me?
you?
Oh, good.
Yes, ma'am, I sure can. Hold on. Can you hear me better?
Yeah, I can hear you perfectly. Thank you. How are you doing?
Oh, it's been a busy day, but I made it. Thank you.
Good. Yeah, so I was just going through yesterday's call because I wanted to make sure I had everything confirmed before I went ahead and sent it to the attorneys. You did, were you able to find your mom's social for me?
Yeah.
Okay. You can go ahead with that when you're ready.
Okay, it's 579-743-814.
Perfect. So I have 579-743-814.
Correct.
Did your mom have health insurance coverage?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know her provider or who her insurance carrier is?
Blue Cross Blue Shield. It's
Blue
Blue Cross
Cross.
Blue Shield.
Okay. Blue Shield. I don't need the provider group or anything like that. We'll just put this. And then I just want to confirm a couple other things. With you really quick. Hold on 1 second. Okay, so how many years did we say that your mom was doing the hair relaxer products for?
Since she was 17 or 18 years old.
18, and she stopped doing them at what age?
I want to say in the last 2 years, 2, 3 years.
In the last 3 years, two, 3 years. We'll put 2 years. So, and that would be at 68. Okay. For some reason, I had to pull the file back up because it got deleted, so I had to redo everything. So I just want to make sure
Okay.
that we have everything that we talked about. So we'll say 50 years. Obviously, she was using it. She started using hair relaxer. See. She was 18. We said 18 when she started using it.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's see if she was born in. I'm trying to do my math really quick. 1972. When do you think she started using the hair relaxer in 1972?
Nine times out of ten, probably right around when school started. So
So like September
I guess
time?
school starts. Yeah, it
September
definitely is
1st.
September.
1972,
Yeah.
and then plus she stopped using it in 2022. And let's say, when do you think in 2022 she stopped using it?
Hold on. When she was diagnosed, staying away with me.
Yeah, were you able to find that diagnosis date or that those the dates for her?
Yeah, I do have that as well. Hold on, hold on. Harder than it has to be in my phone.
It's okay, yeah, take your time. I think we put like, oh no, we didn't even put the date.
Yeah, we didn't put it in, but hold on, I can tell you. Have her information in my son's folder.
Good that she has you to help her out with everything.
Let me try. I try definitely.
Are you the only child, or do you have brothers and sisters?
No, I have siblings. I'm the oldest.
Oh.
So everything kind of
falls on you.
Falls to me.
Yeah, it's funny. I have all brothers, and somehow I'm the youngest, but it all has fallen on me. But I'm okay with it.
Oh, wow. I'm the oldest out of four. And three.
Same.
And
well, I'm the youngest. I'm the youngest. Of, yeah, I have all brothers.
And she was just the opposite. She's the oldest out of four, but she was the only girl.
Yeah, I'm the only girl.
Yep. I'm flipping through my photos. Bear with me.
Yeah, you're fine.
I'm getting there.
I didn't want you to think I forgot about you. I had you in my notes to call you back and make sure I didn't lose your file. So I yeah, you know, and I tried to keep the file open, and then something happened. The computer deleted it, so I went back and I was listening to the call from yesterday, and I made sure I got all the information we talked about so we didn't have to go through that again. Because it only will usually keep the file open for 24 hours, and then it kicks it back. So.
Right.
Yeah.
You start back over. Yeah, I was.
Well, and I didn't want you to have to get, they will put you back through the call thing. You get a different agent. It's not, you don't want to have to go through all that.
Yeah, we didn't want to do.
This at least gets you started. I don't know if you'll get in contact with the attorneys right away, but they will call you as soon as within 48 hours and then up to like a week and I say like a week and a half. So at least before the holidays, you'll get in and then they'll call you by probably like next week or end of next week.
Okay. Here we go. Nope, I forgot to get it. Okay, here. Then 2016.
Say it one more time. I can barely hear you. Sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. 2016.
She was diagnosed in 2016?
Yep.
What, does it have a day and a month and a date?
11/15/2016.
So. Yeah. 16. So 8 years ago. So she was 8 years. So she was 62 because she's 70 now. Okay.
Yeah.
Were you able to get the diagnosing doctor or where she? I know the hospital. We got the hospital. Did you get the doctor's name?
It is Dr. Hold on, I got his picture. I mean, his name too. Doctor. Okay, Dr. Riggins.
Dr. what? Ruben?
Riggins. Riggins. R-I-G-G-I-E-S.
Okay. And he is located in Baltimore? Or where is he located?
No, they are in... Hold on, let me get in this.
Is it he in Maryland, though?
Yeah.
Sarah Reagan, or is it a guy? Dr. Reagan, specialist?
It's a girl.
It's a girl, yeah. She's a hematologist,
yeah.
Medical oncologist. Yeah, I found her. She's very young.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then got, let me get her information on here. All right. She's in Rockville, Maryland.
Correct.
Okay. All right. And she, was she the treating doctor as well? Or was she
no.
just, do you know who the treating doctor's name is?
The
like her surgeries
doctor.
That she did or? If you don't know, it's okay. I just, I can put her as the same, but.
No, I have. Bear with me. I'm going back to the phone.
Oh, no, you're totally fine. You're totally fine.
I have a...
Times. Okay, so hold on. I got to go back and change this date. So she started using it when she was 18, Maryland. She stopped using it. Oh, but she still stopped using. She stopped using it. She was still using it after her diagnosis. Or do you think she stopped in 2016 with using it then?
I think she stopped in 2016.
Okay, I'm just gonna put the same date right of after. That. Yeah, of the diagnosis, because that sounds more correct. 11/15/2016. I'll text you these dates too, so you know that. Yeah, I know, it's like you're hard enough to remember your own stuff, and then you got to remember someone else's.
Okay, and that's pretty much why I take pictures of.
Oh, I'm the same way. I know, I love screenshot.
Yeah.
44, and then.
I know I the. Diagnosing doctor, treating doctor. My patient pictures here. Why am I making this harder?
Oh, you're fine. Don't stress. We're good. I got time, unless you got to get going. I'm fine, so don't worry about me.
I don't want to hold you up. I'm just going.
Oh, you're not at all. What does your mom weigh? Do you know, like, approximately her weight?
I would give maybe 140.
140? Okay.
Yeah.
No. I'll put 140. Okay. And then... Okay, all the criteria is met. Okay, perfect. I don't actually even think I need the treating doctor. I don't think it's required. Hold on. Because it's saying you've met every guideline. So, oh, I guess it is required. I'll just put Sarah, because if you can't find it, don't worry about it. That's fine.
Hold on. I'm looking up where he is, because I know he's in Annapolis. Okay, Brian, but, like, I didn't hear that, Brian, really? Okay, I got the address. It's Dr. Garg.
Dr. Garg?
G-I-N Garg, G-A-R-G.
Okay. And he's in Baltimore, or is he in...
He is.
I found him. Raven, Dr. Ravengard. He is in Annapolis.
Yeah.
Perfect. I got him. Perfect. Thank you.
Annapolis.
Thank you for looking. I it wasn't, you didn't really need it, but it's perfect. It actually makes it better on the file. right, and then 410. All right. So what I'm just going to do is I'm just going to I'm just going to summarize everything for you really quick, and then I'm going to send you a DocuSign agreement for you to review and sign while you're on the phone. While you're doing that,
okay,
what I'll do is I'm going to send you the attorney's information so you'll know who will be contacting you and the number so you can answer and everything like that.
Okay.
And then basically that's it. And then I think we're pretty much wrapped up. I'm just going to go summarize this so that everything that we talked about sounds correct. And then if you have anything that we missed or anything, you can fill in the blank. Okay. So just to summarize, Elizabeth Taylor, you are power of attorney, and you are assisting your mom in filing a claim on behalf of herself, Jeanette Taylor, for the hair relaxer lawsuit that she was doesn't have an attorney at this time, hasn't signed any documents, and she has been using straightening chemicals in relaxers for the last 20 years. She was diagnosed with endometrial cancer, and you do have power of attorney and signing authority over her, and she is still with us, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Her diagnosis date was 11/15/2016 at the age of 62. Her diagnosing doctor was Sarah Reagan, located in Baltimore. And she did use hair relaxer more than 4 times for a single year prior to being diagnosed with her cancer, average about 60 times a year. We did put that she was treated at VHC Health, Virginia Hospital Center, and John Hopkins Hospital in Baltimore. She is a citizen and resident of the United States, as are you. Her birth date is 4/6/1954. She's never been diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome. No referrals at this time. And she started using hair relaxer when she was 18. In the state of Maryland, should I keep it as Maryland or Virginia?
I would put Virginia.
Virginia? Okay. Yeah, I know we talked about that earlier because it's a DC thing we couldn't find. So let me make sure this, So she started using hair relaxer around September 1st, 1972, stopped using it approximately 11/15/2016. She was using it monthly. Approximately it was 44 years that she was using it, both at home and in the salon. She doesn't currently use hair relaxers. She doesn't have, or you had empty bottles or receipts that you could find. The products that she did use was the Dark and Lovely, Revlon, L'Oreal, Soft and Beautiful, Just for Me. She was using the product for more than 2 years after being diagnosed. Periodically, she would stop a couple months at a time, year to year, between treatments, but continuously used it. The link between her and the hair relaxers and the diagnoses was 11/15/2016. Types of treatment that she has received would be surgery, remover of tumors, multiple cancer treatments, radiation, chemotherapy, immunotherapy, targeted therapy, and pain management. Treatment date 3/7/2021 was that her first treatment or was that the second treatment?
That was the second.
Okay. Do we know the first treatment was that right after that diagnosis, the 11?
Yeah.
2016.
Yeah.
Okay. What date do you want me to put? Was it immediately after or like give or take a week or so?
It was immediate.
Okay. Do you want me just to put the same date as the diagnosis? 11. Because
yeah,
I mean, she's getting treated. She's at the hospital. 11/15/2016.
Right.
That's fine. It's not really necessary, but that it actually makes more sense. 11/15/2016. Okay. And then I'll put second treatment was in 2021. And also treating doctor Ravengard in Annapolis, Maryland, endometrial cancer, NHL, or non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, endometrial cancer. You did confirm she's 4'8", approximately 140 pounds. Her first name is J-E-A-N-E-T-T-E.
Correct.
Jeanette Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R. No suffix. She worked in the local school system, and she also was a daycare owner. And then we have her social as 579-743-814. Blue Cross Blue Shield is her health insurance coverage. The signer is you, Elizabeth Taylor, and you are currently married. I have your social as 578-85-5790. Your birth date was 10/11/1971.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. Okay. And then I got your email, phone number, and then your primary address was 12102 Pelham Court, Waldorf, Maryland, Charles County, 20602.
Correct.
Okay. You do have diagnosing dates, medical records. You could provide them if needed. You do also have power of attorney records to show proof of power of attorney. I put you as the emergency contact number, and I think that's it. Does everything sound correct?
That sounds correct.
All right. So the system's just generating the documents. Did you want me to add anything to support the case that you can think of?
I can't think of anything offhand at the moment.
Yeah, and if you do remember anything, you can always tell the attorneys when you speak with them. How did you hear about the lawsuit? Was it online or from a friend or a doctor?
It was actually through TikTok, believe it or not.
It was from where?
TikTok.
Oh, a
social media.
Oh, yeah. How funny. Well, it's good that they're getting it out there because, you know, so many people are now knowing, like, you know, I just got off the phone with a girl who's 32 years old and she got ovarian cancer from it and had to have a full, her hysterectomy, or I always say it wrong.
Right.
Yeah. And I mean, she's 32 now. She can't have kids.
Oh my goodness.
It's horrible, you know?
It is.
So let me just fix this really quick. I missed something, so let's see.
Brian, go upstairs, go use the restroom, wash your hands, Brooklyn. Go upstairs, use the restroom, wash your hands, come back downstairs for dinner. Go downstairs, Maya. You've been up, but you know what?
You got your grandkids?
Yes, indeed.
Are they out yet for Thanksgiving break, or do they get a couple days off?
They will. Yeah, today. But, go to school today, but before they did, they were going to bring a gun to school, so I didn't send them to school.
They were what?
Somebody reported it to the principal.
Your children were?
No, not my kids.
Somebody was going to.
Yeah.
Oh, good for you. Yeah.
Won't be in school.
Yeah, no way. Isn't that scary nowadays? It's so crazy.
Much.
Yeah, it's like just being a kid alone is so hard.
You know, and I've got a 9-year-old, a 7-year-old, and an 8-year-old. So
yeah,
you know, grandkids. So now
they're boys, right? All boys or
no? Two girls and a boy. Two girls and a boy is the oldest.
Well, that's good. At least he can be a protector of his sisters.
Exactly.
Okay, so the system just generated the documents. Have you ever used DocuSign before?
I'm waiting on it to come through.
I text it to you because that's the easiest way. I also emailed it. But the link is the easiest way for you to open it, yeah.
Okay, I got it.
Yeah, you just want to follow the prompt. It's going to ask you to adopt and sign a signature. You probably have to use your pinky to do the signature, but press accept and then start, and then just let me know once you're able to push finish.
Okay.
Hair relaxer.
Okay.
You were able to press finish? Okay.
Done.
So it'll allow you to download the documents right then, but if not, it's automatically going to send you a PDF file to your email, so you'll have records of everything that we talked about, that same exact paperwork, yeah. And then the attorney's information is in that paperwork as well. However, I'm making it easier, and I just text you the law firm's information. You'll get a call, and it's usually like it'll say, "This is the law firms of Robin Law and with co-counsel Pulaski Law," or something like that. So if you hear Robin Law or Pulaski, that is the law firm. They will be calling you from a 909 phone number. It's 909-3862. So if you want to save that phone number, you can. They do have an office in Richmond or in Houston, Texas, and in Baltimore, Maryland. So the Baltimore number probably will call you. They're going to call you though and just confirm a couple things. So I'm going to text you those dates that we talked about, so you just don't have to even go through your phone. You have them right fresh in your text messages. And then also, just remember, you know, this is going to be a legal contract between you and the firm. So it's really important you don't discuss the matter with any other law firm, as they may represent you. And then also, just before they call, you know, in the next week or so, after the holidays or whatever, if you can grab any paperwork that you have for your mom and her diagnosing or doctors, anything that would help support her case, the power of attorney.
Okay.
Paperwork or release of medical information paperwork they may have you need to get, any medical records, itemized report from the insurance company, social security, birth certificate, things like that, empty bottles. If you don't, like, if you say you physically have empty bottles, if you just want to take a picture of the bottles, that works as well to help support the case. And then other than that, I think you're pretty much set up. I really hope that this works out for you and your mom, and she can, you know, get the compensation that she deserves.
I appreciate that so much.
Of course. Yes. Happy Thanksgiving, Ms. Taylor, to you and your family. And if you have any questions, please don't hesitate. If you don't hear from the law firm, like maybe by next Friday or like within 2 weeks, call me, text me, email me, whatever, and I can see what the update is, or if you need me to transfer you to them, or whatever the case may be, okay?
Okay, fantastic. Thank you.
You're welcome. Take care. Bye-bye.
Yeah.